End the Day of the Tollway, Rabbi Bondi, Wednesday night.
The Shia tonight is a Shia by Hilchos Sichot. I was thinking in Yonam a little bit recently. Zaviyeda chelik from the Torah, Zabraita Inyan, Zaklolim, Protim, Pirithei Protim, Mitzvah Lachal HaMaisa. Try and speak some various in Yonim, see how much we can get to in the Lachal HaMaisa. So we all know that Issa of Yichud, Ish Ve'isha, a Yiddish man with a lady, Osu Le'siachid, to Mishnah Kedushin, Osu Le'siachid Ish Im Hanoshim. And the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, and it seems to be it's Nisa Deraisa. What's classic Yichud, an emissary of Yichud, behind a closed door, locked door, that classifies for Yichud, that's Issa Deraisa, more learns that from a Pasuk. Even though the Issa of Yichud, and the post gives Kedesh Le'yobur Di'Aveira, it's like Exerim and Atayra, but it's an Issa Be'etzim for itself, a Firush Le'bono Di'Aveira, the Etzim Zach of Yichud is also. Of min HaTorah, it's only also Yichud with an Isha HaSuraloi. Isha HaSuraloi, the Moshul, Isha Ish HaSuraloi, or the one of the Kroi voice, which is Osuloi, an auntie, Kalosoi, Isha Ochi, the sister, or Isha Osu. Or Isha was Nishtahira. Isha was Nishtahira is also a Sura. Even if it's not a Kore, it's not an Isha Ish. What? A pnuya, oba is a nida, a pnuya is a nida. So, when I tell you that God's Isha Suraloi, oba pnuya to Hira, when I tell you that God's Isha Suraloi, oba pnuya to Hira. But then Mara says, also David and Melech, not the Maisa, but Amna Metama, they were going to David and Beis Dina, goes up with a pnuya. That was second stage to the Gezeira. Not in the third stage to the Gezeira, because a dying before the Gezeira was mutter by Yichod mit a goita. A man, a Yiddish man, was mutter by Siachem mit a goita. The Gozra Rakutis, Achibob is Dinashal Shana Behilal, much later Gezeira, Shana Behilal, then goes in a pill of a goita. So the setup of the Gezeira, Manatoira, Speta Pnuya, Dover the Beis Dinoi, and Speta Kutis, Shana Behilal. Now, Zok the Mishnah, as two men allowed to Messiah with an Isha, only one man must have Messiah with an Isha, of the two men, one will be Shemel Chaveron. Very acceptable, Dim Suk in the Mishnah. Isha achas mishechadism shdi anoshim. Oba, said the Mishnah, chidish ladina. Oba, one man come and mishechad shdi anoshim. Shdi anoshim is also. Freddy Mo, sanach gemena. Two anoshim is also mit isha achas. Mutem isha achas. Zwei von also mit eir isha. So the reason. Noshim datan kalis, said the Gemara. Noshim datan kalis. Noshim, the word bishem echad al chaveiroi. Loshim nosh is. Both will be over. So I made a two noshim can't be shame. It's a chad l'hashem. The other way around. There's two men.
You thought the other way around.
Pardon?
You thought the other way around.
Thought the other way around. Noshim less mispatois. Yeah. A gever. Like a gvuras anoshim. A man, two men. Einetz harachab neitzahara. But two and a shloch l'andere. Yeah. Noshim datum kallis. There's two noshim lespatois. That's the halach. That's just the Mishnah. A very important point the poskim say, which is very important to remember. Although the Mishnah says the halach is that a man also the siach the shtei noshim, or bezok the chachmas or the mishnah the poskim, that's only also the rabbanon. That's not also the natera. Also the natera yichud kishmoy kein hu beyichud one on one. As soon as another one, even if it's also shtei noches lespata, it's just also the natera. It's not also the rabbanon. Although it's Osur, but what is wichtig, it's Osur, and Altair, it's Osur, and the Rabbonon, darf man wissen, because there comes Issa, the Rabbonon, there's other Tzirufim, and the thing changes, it's Elochoi Meranian, but the Elochoi is Osur, and the Rabbonon. Ad kan the Isur. And we can the Eloch, one of the Eterim, which is a very, very negative Heta, which I'll try a little to elaborate on the Pshotim of that Heta. And that Heta is the Heta which is known as Baal Obeir. The Loshna Gemara is, Omar Rabbe, Baal Obeir, Ein Choshen Mishem Yichod. That means one of the Noshim Asuras Lisiach was with Eishas Ish. That's one of the Noshim Eishas Ish, the most regular probably is a Yichod with Eishas Ish, which is a Suru Lakal HaOilam. It's a Meshchir Tikimon, which is also, it's also for everybody. Eishas Ish, so Tikimora, even also Lisiachit, or Baal Obeir, if a husband's in the town, Not after with her. Ein choishen mishem yichod. Oh. So, drashti o ein choishen mishem yichod. The mistafi mi baal. She's scared. Hashta osi. It hasn't any moment turn up. So, meile imas baal o leh. Chazal understood. That's a sibba. Because he tell. Baal tigim today. The inish tig mistafi mi baal. Hashta osi. Scared. Doesn't hashta osi. Abba. Rashka tamir adik chedash. Rashi said, do the gemara shna gemara is baal o beir. Ein choishish mishem yichod. Doesn't say the gemara baal o beir muta mishem yichod. Ein choishish mishem yichod. So Rashi also means is ein choishish mishem yichod. That means ein choishish lahalkos. The gemara's got a hemshech a pilpul of the gemara. If there's malchus on the mishem yichod, if there's malchus, says Rashi baal o beir ein choishish mishem yichod lahalkos. But look at all the points. There's mashaf and Rashi, but there's no heter that katchila to miyach with baal o beir. The whole greater heter, which we know baal o beir according to Rashi, is only gabla halkus, not mutar katchila. Frek toys, I'm going to take a mashaf and Rashi. Two lines later, Gemara tells us a maistik. Gemara says, how can we see baal o beir as mutar? Rav Bivi ikla la beir of Yosef. Rav Bivi gegang about Rav Yosef, who was invited to Rav Yosef's house, and Rav Yosef was there with his rebbetzin. Bossa the Karachrifta, when they finished eating, and Rav Biva was given lodging upstairs. Rav Yosef's family was downstairs, and Rav Biva was lodging upstairs. When they finished eating, and Rav Yosef was going out to the Smedrash to say his Shia, wherever he was, and he didn't want Rav Yosef, he didn't want Rav Biva to miyachal with Ishtoi. So the Loshen of the Gemara was, he said, Shkulu darga mitusei Bivi. Take away the stepladder from the loft going down, downstairs. Take it away, he shouldn't be able to come downstairs. Frey the Gemara, I don't understand. We just learned Baal of Beer is Mutim Mishem Yichod. So what was Rav Yosef's issue? Baal of Beer, this was in town. Flick toys first. If Rashi said the whole letter of Baal of Beer is not a heter of Katzchila, it's supposed to be Gemara's Kasha. Obviously Rav Yosef said take away the ladder. Rashi's saying Baal of Beer is not a heter of Gomor. So toys first, much from this Gemara, that Baal of Beer is an absolute heter. It's made Rav Yosef's pray the Gemara of Yosef. Why did he say take the ladder away?
Baal of Beer.
Baal of Beer. Well, the Tetzim will come to soon. Oh, but he's stealing that kash of the Gemara as Baal is a heter gomu. As they pass in Toys, it's Cholik and Rashi, that's a heter gomu. As they pass in the Rambam, as they pass in Shulchan Aruch, that Baal is mutter without any other considerations, it itself is a heter gomu Baal Abir. If you look at the points game, they shmuel the chakas machoyd, the Purushan and Shulchan Aruch, both quote Shittas Rashi, it seems for them as Shittas Rashi, there's a mokim lachash for Shittas Rashi. And some points they can bring up as a oifer, not to be saying in ganzen mamash of Baal Abir, the feed the Indian, not to forget Rashita's Rashi. But the Chachmas Adam writes it, he says, when it's a shayla from a deraisa, Baal Abir, the moshel it's chad b'chad, just one man with the issue is Baal Abir, Ephraim should be choish Rashita's Rashi, lekat chela. Or when you've got two noshim, that's a shayla from a derabonon, like we mentioned before, then it's easy to run Baal Abir. That means two noshim, we mean the oifer like this, meaning one man is midyach with two noshim. One of those noshim is Baal Abir. So that already creates.
Baal Abir is only in her house.
We come to this soon, hopefully. So I had to find Baal Abir. So you've got one issue with two noshim. One of them is Baal Abir. So Chashalaf and Adrabonon. Then you can learn Baal Abir. The later points in the scene speak.
You'll do Abir with the other one who doesn't have a Baal Abir.
Oh, because the klal is in the poskim. If one issue. Won't be over the Avera, the other one also won't be over the Avera. The Lashon Rashi, we mentioned the Shtein Nuchas Lespatois. If one won't be over, the other also won't be over. That's the Kodesh that Pois can take on. So the Medes has the Chachmas Odom, Mikai Gavna, one can rely on Baal Abir. I think the Mass has accepted more and more the Pois which I've seen, the Asimich on Baal Abir, the Katrilat on Baal Abir. It seems to be that Lachal Mais is yes to allow Baal Abir, unless. Yeah, and Ashat Shittas Rashi is. Background of sort of thing, Shittas Rashi. Ikaloch Baal Abir seems to be mutter. But I want to discuss today just, there are 5 cases which are kaponim, which are sophic if they include in Baal Abir, or some of them are vade zichon not nichlan de heter, and we'll see the feed inyan. There's one case mentioned in the Gemara Mefurish, of the passage that in Baal Abir. And that's the Gemara we discussed before. The Gemara asked, what was Rav Yosef's issue? Rav Yosef's a shkulu darge tusei bivi. Take away the stepladder from Rav Bivi. Shouldn't be misyachet for the Gemara. Baal Abir. What's the issue?
It's a shiur.
Good to say a shiur. Baal Abir.
You have to say it. It could be away for an hour and a half, 2 hours a shiur.
Well, 2 hours a shiur.
Who's the other one? Call the heads of Baal Abir.
Det kan man flytta, det kan man ta en annan sätt. Det kan man flytta sig upp alla bilder. Det kan man flytta. Det kan man ta en annan sätt. Eller det kan man en för. En för det kan man. Shana rabivi te shushvinte havoi. The geiser ba. The poikin called the kids means libo gaspo. Rabivi she shvinte havoi. Rashi says palas prisloi. I think means not the prisloi. We find lots of friendship, so that means a balas pris. There's an element of heimishkeit, of friendliness, which Rabivi had with Eishes Rav Yosef, more than a natural person would have with a friend of Isha. And the Gemara says that, hat Rav Yosef gehalten, that neutralizes the heter of Baal HaBe'ir. I mean, it comes back the regular chashash, regular deterrent. I mean, the din of Baal, the Libay Gaspar, takes away the deterrent of Baal HaBe'ir, Machmas Teroiv, Shaykh HaTegah between each other, takes away that of Libay Gaspar. What does Libre Gaspo mean in practical terms? It's quite difficult to exactly establish what it means. The Rambam gives a moshe Libre Gaspo, the Rambam says, krivosoi, oish niskadlu yachad. Niskadlu yachad means they are brought up together in the same backyard, they've known each other for many years, there's a very strong heimishkeit with each other. Oish krivosoi. Now krivos doesn't mean stam, it's a relative of his. Apostasy krivosoi means it's a kriva, and therefore because of the kriva, they have a natural sort of heimishkeit with each other. On those cases, we're not Baal HaBe'ir. How does it actually define itself in today's time? Does it mean, as soon as it's a casual relationship, more than just the formal pleasantries, is that already considered Libre Gaspo? It has to be more than that? It's not very clear in the posting exactly what the get is. I don't know. I'm suggesting, recently I heard there was a young man who moved back from Eretz Yisrael with his family, and he couldn't find accommodation yet. So he moved in to his parents. And they were staying there for an extended tikufa, 2, 3, 4 months, they were together. And this younger man used to go in the morning, used to leave the house, used to go to the koilo. And his father was left with his wife, with his daughter and all the kids in the house. Now I remember them being done, Yo Yichon, Nish Yichod. I was surprised, well, Baal HaBe'ir, this Dr. Aleph Beis, but he's down the road in the koilo, wasn't Baal HaBe'ir? I thought, well, maybe not, maybe because the extended living period, extended time living together, eating together, everything together, socializing together for such a long period of time, maybe that can be a get of Libre Gaspo. I don't know. But it's important to remember that not every case is mut. There is a case called Libre Gaspo in the Gemara, Kot Echad Lefiro, Isseini Hamoira, exactly what to Magdir, the Baal of Libre Gaspo, the Dinis Bolton Shulchan Aruch, the Libre Gaspo, the Shtok Hetef on Yichud. So that's one case, an exclusion to the general rule of Yichud of Baal HaBe'ir.
If they were
Heimish, let's say... I don't know, I've seen it, they were... I mean, no case I saw in Shanta case, not a Shemacha, but a speak up case, a case of Grushosa.
I've heard of Libre Gaspo, also by a daughter-in-law to a father.
Okay, well, there doesn't state fast rules in it.
Son-in-law to mother, because Libre Gaspo means Heimish.
So it doesn't mean not every single casual relationship automatically is going to create Libre Gaspo. I don't know, it's that gather a bit, I haven't found clear in the hand to get pushing exactly what it is. It's Lefi Danian, it cannot say definite rule in it.
The Baal HaBe'ir is only the husband, the wife, not the wife of the husband.
Pashtas Richter. So that din is Muslim and the poskim from the Gemara Haftish can Baal HaBe'ir. Second case is Haftish Baal HaBe'ir. It's not written in the Gemara, but the poskim seem to be unified in this psak. We learned before, Mensch Tazach Mesiachat Zamet HaGoita. Tagoita. So what happens if she's got a Baal HaBe'ir? He works in an office with a Goita, she's married, she's got Baal HaBe'ir. Does that help you? That help you? But we're talking about what's called Baal HaBe'ir, it's acceptable to the Baal HaBe'ir. Tashit HaChedash already in the poskim. Why is it chedesh? The poskim say, although the halacha is that goyim are shameless nesheisim, however prudent the goyim are, like upon his mama, they wouldn't allow isha to be mezaneh. Bishplatav is befonav, we never allow such a thing. He's shameless nesheisim. But nevertheless, the minutes from Baal HaBe'ir, she doesn't have the same guilt of Baal HaBe'ir as a yiddish shepherd. A yiddish shepherd minutes from Baal HaBe'ir, a goy shepherd mishkan minutes from Baal HaBe'ir. There's not a point to remember. Although the head of Baal HaBe'ir. Metagoita helped the shetah from Baal HaBe'ir. That's the second case. Third case is a case which is not mamash discussed anymore. The poiskim is much later poiskim. That's a shalom which Rav mentioned before. The aloha is what happens if hivlig a Baal HaRbe. He's left his house. He's gone to work, and she knows he's gone to work in his office. Tucker's in town, but he's at his job from 9 to 5, and he never ever comes home before 6 o'clock in the evening. He knows he's gone. Doesn't understand his work. He leaves out at 8:30 in the morning. He's not coming back before 6 o'clock in the evening, and now it's 12 o'clock in the morning. Can she be miyachad? That's considered ba'al obi'ir. The logic would dictate, as also, Mistopi, but Rashi says Mistopi, he might come. So he's going to come. He's not coming. Positive case. He's even phoned her from the landline. She can see from the, what's it called, the caller ID, you can see where he is in the business. No, he's not here. But the general consensus of the post be king governs no head of Baal Obi. But the other son of Takasiya Khidush. What does Khidush? You want to suggest, like you'll suggest that me, Baal Obi is a concept of a not just a physical pachad, he might turn up, it's a psychological sort of pachad, the husband is be'ir. All of a general ba'al of the pachad be'er, and even kiai governor, the chazanish, the chidor, they want to be matter be kiai governor. I think the general points are more choshesh lachm in this case. They're more concerned in this case, perhaps not to allow ba'al of be'ir. Because sof kol sof, he's not coming, he's not there. But for yol daf machmazan for ba'al of be'ir. Now there are two more cases about ba'al of be'ir, which on the ge'er ledina. One is similar to the previous case. There's a case which you mentioned before. What happens if she's not at home? That means she's in siach of the somebody else, but not bebeisa.
The husband knows where she is.
Oh, so it is bebeisa. But ba'al obi'ir, because he knows she's at home. Ba'al ma'at ta'na ba'al obi'ir. But why is she in siach at somewhere which the husband doesn't know where she is? So how could you say ba'al obi'ir helps for it? He's got no idea where he is. So if we see the swallow which we mentioned before, and it has to be physically the husband coming, he wants help. The husband's not coming, he can knock on the door. So they said, if he can suspect where he comes naturally where she might be, okay, she knows she's not at home. The second best place is by the neighbor or down the road somewhere else. Maybe you can include also to another ba'al obi'ir. But in a case he's got no idea where she is, he's not suspected of chalting in such a place, Lukhari wouldn't be able to imply that to ba'al obi'ir. Right, because he would suspect it, because he would know to find another workplace. Right, is. That would help. That would help ba'al obi'ir.
She can be yachad in her workplace. If her husband's working, she's working somewhere, and that's okay.
If he's got the ability to come and he's not stuck in his workplace from 9 to 5 sort of thing, otherwise we come to the previous question, she's not Miritas Kodori stuck. But if he's free to come whenever he wants and he knows where to find her, in that case that would apply Ba'al Obi'ir. Do we have time for one more question? One more shalom Ba'al Obi'ir?
One more question.
Yeah. 1.5 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Another Chedesh of the Chachman's order, which is not accepted Ladina, is a grace of Chedesh. And he says, if a husband's given his wife a heter, he allows her to be with a certain isha, with a certain man, that the Baal Obi'ir doesn't apply. Lemoshel. He's ordered a plumber or workman to come in her house at the time when he's not there, he's gone to work, and he's told the plumber to come in. So he knows that she's at home with a workman. Is that allowed? This is a yichud. Chodesh Forias, why not? Baal Obi'ir might still turn up. Come to the Chokhma Zodam of the Chiddush, and he says no. The reason the way Baal Obi'ir works is because the husband will turn up and he'll say, my boy's ployni gabon, what's it gonna do? It's a fresh geschäft, what's he doing over here? That's not being dirish for choyka, so she's miritav, she's got a grizzah pachad. But if he's got a reason to be there, he knows why the person is there. Or another situation, a son-in-law who's at home, staying by his parents-in-law. So it's natural for him to be there. So they're going to ask questions, what's he doing over there, the son of what's doing in his house. The Kai governors of the Binus Odom, we don't apply the halacha of Baal Obi'ir. Because that the Baal Obi'ir is dark, can ask questions, why is Yena over here? If there's not a question, why Yena's over here, won't matter, it's a yichud.
I mean, if you're visiting
their
home, and the husband knows about it,
how's it going? That's Binus Odom's chedesh, but the poskim don't want to check on the Binus Odom. They're not makabal, I'm just repeating this chedesh halacha, they're not makabal the chedesh ladina. The Moshe fight, Allah makabal the chedesh ladina, and say, Bikai Gavin also negated at Baal Obi'ir.
Shkoyah!
Shkoyah! Shkoyah! Shkoyah! Shkoyah!